Hello, podcast world. Diana from Los Angeles sent us a question. She is here as a tourist and she wanted to be seen for a non-emergency health situation. The clinic case manager told her that she could get free healthcare because she is an indigent. Diana now wants to know if receiving this free healthcare, as she calls it, would affect her tourist visa since she plans to return to her home country next month. Well, let's explain first how our healthcare is funded here in the United States. There's only three ways the American healthcare is paid for. Number one, by government programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare. Number two, by private health insurance plans that you usually get through employers. And finally, number three, by the person's own funds or out of pocket. Now, government funded healthcare is only available to US citizens, legal permanent residents, and to refugees. However, each state carries an indigent fund. And how is an indigent defined? It's a person who lives in the United States, regardless of their immigration status, who cannot afford to pay for healthcare in emergency or serious situations. Now, notice that I said people who live in the United States. If you enter the USA legally as a tourist or as a student, for example, you are obviously not living in the United States. Therefore, you are not entitled to healthcare paid by the government. You can, however, get visitor insurance before you travel to the United States, or you can always pay out of pocket for any services you receive. If you're a tourist or a student or anyone else who enter with a temporary visa and you used healthcare paid by the government, you must contact the hospital or the clinic and figure out a way to pay them for the services you received so they can, in theory, refund the government. Otherwise, you risk having your visa revoked because the fact that you used this type of healthcare implies that you're representing yourself as someone who is living in the United States, which is a violation of your visa. If you travel outside of the United States without setting up a payment arrangement with the hospital or clinic that saw you, be ready to lose your visa because that benefit was not created for you and you should not have used it in the first place. So no matter what anybody tells you, case manager or not, if you're here on a temporary permit as a tourist or as a student, for example, you are not an indigent. I hope that is helpful for Diana in Los Angeles. This is attorney Tanya Silva from the Immigration Force. We are the Special Forces of Immigration Lawyers. Send your questions and we'll be answering them here or in our YouTube channel. Goodbye.